My name is Zvi Hirsch Weinreb, and I will be studying, along with you, Mishnayos Meseches Menachos for the next quite some time. You have just completed Mishnayos Meseches Zvochim, which deals mainly with animal sacrifices of one kind or another. This Maseches, Meseches Menachos, will deal with a different type of offering, known as a meal offering, because the components or the ingredients of the korban are not animals, but rather flour, oil, incense, wine, etc. There's much that can be said in the way of introduction to this Maseches. But many of the concepts should be familiar to you already from Maseches Zvochim. But suffice it to say that there are a variety of types of Korbanos Mincha. There are several Korbanos Mincha which are Chovas Hatzibur, which the Tzibur, the community, the Jewish people, bring as a korban at specific times of the year. One major type of korban is called Minchas Nisochim. This is the meal offering, the korban mincha, which accompanies various other korbanos, animal offerings. For example, every korban ola, every korban shlomim, requires as an accompaniment certain amounts of meal, certain amounts of wine, certain amounts of olives. That's Minchas Nesochim. There's also Minchas HaOmer, a korban which is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, which is unlike most other korbanos which come from meal, flour, produced from wheat. The Minchas HaOmer comes from flour produced from barley. A third type of mincha is the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread, bread prepared from wheat flour, which are brought on the holiday of Shavuos. A fourth type of Korban Mincha is the Lechem HaPonim. These are the breads which are placed upon the Shulchan, the table, in the inner precincts of the Beis HaMikdosh every single Shabbos. The latter three korbanos, Minchas HaOmer, Shtei HaLechem, and Lechem HaPonim, are Minchos Chovot Shel Tzibur. They're not brought by individuals, they're brought by the community of Israel, and they are obligatory. There are other korbanos which are brought by individuals and which are obligatory. One is the Minchas Chote, the korban mincha, which a sinner brings if he is of a certain financial level and can't afford more. He brings a meal offering if he has committed any of the sins which are spelled out in the Torah in Parshas Vayikra. Namely, he has violated a shvuas ha'edus. He has maintained that he does not know witness, does not know certain testimony, and in reality does know it. Or a shvuas bitoy, he violated an oath he made to do or not do certain otherwise permissible things. Or he entered into the Beis HaMikdosh or ate kodeshim when he was tomei. In these circumstances, he brings a korban mincha. Of course, we'll learn the details about all of this, and that's called a minchas chote. It's obligatory, but it's obligatory upon the individual who sinned. There's also the minchas sota, which is part of the sota procedure. A woman who's accused by her husband of adultery under certain circumstances, she too brings a korban mincha. This korban mincha, by the way, is also from flour and not from flour from barley and not flour from wheat. And this is again a korban chova. It's obligatory, but it's obligatory to the yochid, to the individual person, in this case, the woman. There's another type of korban chova, which is an individual brings. If the individual is a Kohen Gadol, he brings the Minchas Kohen Moshiach every single day. He brings a korban mincha half in the morning, half in the evening. It's called Minchas Chavitin. And then there's another individual chova type mincha, which every Kohen does when he begins, when he's inaugurated into the service of being a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called a Minchas Chinuch. Again, all of the above we will learn about in great detail as we proceed through the Mishnah. But I've so far outlined korbanos mincha, which are chova, which are obligatory, either upon the community or upon the individual, because they must accompany certain animal sacrifices. However, it's also possible for a person to donate a minchas nedava. He's just out of his own reasons, his own motivations, he's spiritually moved to bring to the Beis HaMikdash a meal offering. There are various ways in which he can do it, various types of utensils in which the Korban Mincha is prepared, and those are voluntary korbanos of the yochid, of the individual. In the procedure of the Korban Mincha, there are four essential steps. The first step is called the Kemitza. The kemitza is the process by which the Kohen inserts his open hand into the container of flour and scoops up with his fingers, and we'll learn precisely how he does that, 3 fingers full of flour, and then transposes it into a kli shoreis, into a vessel which is sanctified as being a holy vessel. The first step is the kemitza, the scooping up with the Kohen's fingers of the meal, of the flour. And the second step is placing that kometz, placing that fingersful, 3 fingersful, into the kli shoreis. The next step is to walk with that kometz, with the fingers full of flour, to the mizbeach. That's the holocha. And finally, to place that kemitza, to place that bit of flour upon the mizbeach, upon the fire. These 4 avodos, the kemitza, the kiddush hakometz b'chli shoreis, the holocha la mizbeach, and the haktoro al gabe mizbeach, these are analogous to the 4 essential steps which we learned about over the past several weeks, months maybe, in Korban, in Maseches Zevachim. They are the shechita, the actual slaughtering, the kemitza, the scooping up with the flour with the fingers is analogous to the shechita of an animal. Placing the kometz into the kli shoreis is analogous to the kabolas hadam, to receiving the blood from the neck of the animal into a vessel. Moving it, walking with it, the kometz, walking with the flour to the mizbeach is analogous to walking with the bowl full of blood to the mizbeach. And finally, the essential act by an animal offering of sprinkling the blood, analogous to that, is the placing of the flour, the kometz, upon the mizbeach to be burned. The Mishnah begins very similar to the first Mishnah of Maseches Zevachim. Kol ha-menachos she-nikmitzu she-lo lishmon. Suppose that process of kemitza, scooping up with the fingers of the flour from the bowl of flour, is done she-lo lishmon. For example, if a person vowed to bring a certain type of mincha, for example, a minchas marcheshes, in which the flour is and oil is prepared in a deep utensil, a utensil with some depth to it. And the Kohen, when he does the kemitza, has in mind a different type of korban mincha, namely a korban mincha which is prepared upon a flat pan as opposed to a pan with depth, or vice versa. So the Kohen has done the kemitza shelo lishma, not for the proper korban which he is enjoined to be working on. Kesheros, nevertheless, the korban mincha is kosher. Kosher means that you can now take the kometz, put it upon the fire and burn it, And the remaining flour, after the kometz, much flour remains, that is given to the kohanim. That's called the shirayim, the leftover flour, and which is eaten, can be eaten by the kohanim. However, if the kohen offered a korban mincha shelo lishmo for the wrong purpose, for the wrong type of korban mincha, shelo elo shelo olu la ba'ole mishum chova, the person promised, for example, a minchas miarcheshes, a mincha which is to be prepared in a deep bowl. The kohen had in mind a korban minchas machavas, which is to be prepared upon a flat bowl, flat pan. So therefore, the Bailim never had their intent realized, and therefore they have to bring a second korban, in our case, a second korban mar cheshes, minchas mar cheshes. That's true of all the voluntary korbanos, the korbanos mincha, which I said there are a variety of them, each of them prepared differently. However, chutz mi minchas chote, I mentioned that the mincha which a poor person brings in the cases where he has been guilty of shvuas ha'edus, of withholding testimony, or shvuas bitoy, or not keeping his oath, or tumas migdosh v'kodshav, or being tomei in the beis hamigdosh, or eating kodshim when he was tomei, in all those cases, he has to bring a minchas chote. Well, or suppose the Kohen, when he's bringing the Minchas Chote, has in mind, instead of a Minchas Chote, some other Korban Mincha, Shalo Lishma, then we will see the Korban is posel. The same thing for a Minchas Kenoos, the Mincha which a Soto brings, when it comes with reference to these two Menochos, if they are Nikmitsu, if the Kometz was taken, Shalo Lishma, the Kohen took the Korban Minchas Kenoos from the Soto and offered it, having in mind a different type of Korban, then, unlike all the Minchos that we mentioned, which are Minchos Nedova, the Korban Mincha would be posel. Minchas Chote, as the Mishnah continues, Minchas Kenoos Shekemotzon Shelo Lishmon, if the Korban Minchas Chote or Minchas Kenoos, the Kemitza was done for some other Korban, or Nosan Bakli, or if the act, the vital act, remember there are four vital avodos. Number one is the kemitza itself. Number two is placing the kometz into a kli shores. So suppose the Kohen took a korban minchas chote and did the kemitza properly for a korban minchas chote, but then inserted that kometz into the kli shores with another korban in mind, shelo lishma, or vehilech, or he did the first two steps, both the kemitza and the nesina bakli, properly. He did the minchas chote for the korban minchas chote. But on the third step, moving, transporting, walking with the klishores and the kometz in it toward the mizbeach, suppose he did that, shelo lishma, or suppose he did all three of those first procedures, the kmitza, the nesina bekli, and the holocha. But vehiktir, he did the actual haktorah, he put the kometz upon the fire of the mizbeach, any one of these four scenarios, shelo lishmon, with not intending a minchas chote, but attending some other korban, a minchas nedava or minchas kenos or whatever. O lishmon v'shelo lishmon. Suppose he had a double intent. He did one of these avodos. He started doing it with a machshava lishmon for a minchas chote, and then changed his mind in the middle of the procedure and had in mind some other korban mincha. Or vice versa, shelo lishmon v'lishmon. He began the procedure, for example, the holocha, walking toward the mizbeach, with the improper intent, thinking of some other korban, not a minchas chote. And then v'lishmon, then he said, oops, I'm bringing a korban minchas chote. In any of these cases, if there is a factor of shelo lishmon involved in any of the four avodos, pisulos, those korbanos, a minchas chote or a minchas kenos, are posel. The consequence of posel is that the shirayim, the leftover flour, cannot be eaten. The reasons for this are explained in the Gemara, that these two korbanos, Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kenaos, have upon them the label Chatos, Korban Chatos. And if you remember way back in the beginning of Maseches Vochim, we learned that even though in general the rule is that if you bring a korban shelo lishma, the korban is still kosher, that's not true of certain korbanos. It's not true, for example, of a korban chatos. If korban chatos is brought shelo lishma, the korban is posel. So here too, these korbanos mincha, Minchas Chote and Minchas Kenaos, since they have a halacha of a korban chatos in certain respects, which we'll learn more about later, therefore, if they are brought shelo lishma, if one of their avodos was performed shelo lishma, or even partially shelo lishma, as we will now see, pesula, the korban mincha is invalid, it's pesula. The Mishnah explains, ketzad lishmon v'shelo lishmon. What's an example of an avoda which is begun lishma and then switched over to shelo lishma? Very simple. If the kohen being required to bring a minchas chote for this poor oni begins the hoilocha or the nesina bekli or the kemitza or the haktora with a machshava l'shem minchas chote, a proper machshava, and then he switched mid-tracks, in his tracks, l'shem minchas nedova, that's l'shma v'shelo l'shma. What's the example of o shelo l'shmon v'lishmon? First shelo l'shmon, then l'shmon. L'shem minchas nedova. He started the halacha, for example, started walking toward the mizbeach with the komets in the klishores, intending to bring a minchas nedova when he should have been intending to bring a minchas chote. Then he catches himself and changes his intention to l'shem minchas chote. That's shelo l'shmon v'lishmon. Bottom line, if there is any semblance of a shelo lishma kavana in any, either of the four avodos, the korban minchas chote and minchas kenos is posel, and the consequence of posel is ein shioreha ne'echolim. The kohanim cannot eat the remaining flour in the original kli. The Mishnah continues and says that whereas the psul of shelo lishma is not true of most menachos, it's not true of the korban minchas nedova, of any of the five types of korban minchas nedova, but it is only true, as far as we know so far, of minchas chote and minchas kenaos. However, there are other psulim, which the Mishnah will now list at length, which render a korban mincha posel, no matter what type of korban mincha it is. So the Mishnah Beis begins, achas minchas chote v'achas kol ha-menachos shekemotzon zor. Suppose a non-kohen performs the kemitza for any korban mincha whatsoever, or onein, a person, a kohen, who has just lost one of his close relatives, his brother, his father, his son, just died, his wife just died, and he must mourn for them. The day of the death, that kohen has a halacha of an onein. And if he performs an avodah, he performs an act of worship in the Beis HaMikdash on that day of the death of his close relative, the avodah is pesula. So we have two examples where if a kohen is either, where a kohen is a zor, where a person who brings, who does the kemitza is a zor, is not a non-kohen, or if he's a kohen, all right, but he is an onain, or if the kohen is a tevul yom, meaning he has become tomei, for example, he's touched a sheretz or whatever, and he's counted the days, and he's gone to the mikveh, but he has not yet had the sun set upon the last day of his counting, so he is called a tevul yom. If a kohen is a tevul yom, or if he's a mechusar begodim, if the kohen performs the kemitza, let's say, not wearing all of the begodim which he is supposed to be wearing, Or Mechusa Kippurim, if the Kohen, for example, was a Mitzora, but is now healed from the Tzaras, and he's done all the procedures and gone to the Mikveh, etc., but he hasn't yet bring his specific... hasn't yet brought his specific korbanos, so he is mechusar kippurim, he's missing the kapora of his korbanos, missing the power of atonement which would be received had he brought his korbanos. Or shelo rechus yodayim v'raglayim, a kohen did not do the proper procedures of rinsing, washing his hands and feet from the kior, from the fountain in the central courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh, and he did a kamitza on a korba mincha, any korba mincha, or tome, a kohen is tome, just plain tome, or yoshev, he does the kamitza sitting instead of standing, or omed al gabe kelim, or he's done the kamitza while he's standing upon some object, standing upon a chair, standing upon a carpet, whatever, his feet not touching the actual ground of the floor of the Beis HaMikdosh. O al gabi behema, or he stands not upon the ground with his bare feet upon the ground, but he stands upon some animal. Or al gabi ragle chavero, or he stands upon some his companion's foot. The main point is, he's standing all right, but he's standing in such a way that there is a chatzitza, there is something else which is intervening between his bare feet and the floor of the temple courtyard. If any of these cases, Zor, Oinein, Tfulyom, etc., performs a kamitza, posal, the korban mincha is posal, is invalid. Now, suppose... so we learned in the process, of course, many halachos about a Kohen doing the avoda. First of all, only a Kohen can do the avoda. A Zor cannot. A Kohen who is an Onan or a Tful Yom or the Zechatzitza, etc., etc., cannot perform an avoda. And if he does perform an avoda, the avoda is Pesula. But there's another halacha, and that is that the Kohen must do his avodos with his right hand. So the kamitza ideally is done with his right hand. Suppose komatz basmol, suppose he did the kamitza with his left hand. So the Tanakhama says, posal, that too renders that korba mincha posal. However, Ben Becerra Omer, Ben Becerra says, no, there is an Eitzah. There is a possibility of saving the situation. Yachazir, let him take that komet, those fingers full of flour which he removed with his left hand, and let him put it back into the mincha, into the original mincha, the original heap of flour. V'yachzor v'yigmotz b'yamin, and then let him do another kamitza properly with his right hand. The Gemara says that Ben Becerra would say the same thing is true with all of the pesulim which we learned earlier. For example, if a Zor does the kamitza, according to Ben Becerra, okay, let them take that kamitza with the Zor extracted with his fingers, put it back into the original heap of flour, and let a Kohen, a bona fide Kohen, remove it. According to Ben Becerra, that option is always open to take the to undo the kamitza by putting it back into its original heap and to redo the kamitza with a proper kohen. So holds Ben Becerra. The Mishnah continues. Komatz v'olo b'yodot sror. Suppose a kohen, a regular bona fide kohen, he's not tome, he's not an oinon, he did everything he had to do right. He did the kamitza, but he pulled out with his fingers full of flour, but in the flour is a tsror, a piece of wood or a pebble or something. Oh, gargar melech, or grain of salt. Oh, koret shelavona, or a flake of incense. The incense, lavona, is frankincense, which comes as little crystals or flakes. So if, and there is salt around in the procedure, as we will learn, and there is some of these crystals of incense around. But if they are part of the komets, they somehow made their way into the komets, posel. So then that's not a proper kamitza. Mipnesha omru, because it has been established, they have said, HaKometz HaYoser, a kometz which is larger than it should be, or vehechoser, or smaller than it should be, pasul, are invalid for the korban. Ezehu hayoser, what is the meaning of a extra, too large of a kometz? Shekemotzo mevorotz, if a person put his fingers, a Kohen, put his fingers into the flour and extracted his three fingers full, but his three fingerfuls are overflowing so that there's more flour coming over and under and through his fingers, that's a kemitza which is mivorots, which is overflowing. That's not kosher. And similarly, v'choser. How is it? What's an example of a kemitza which is missing? Shekemotzo b'roshi etzpa'osov. If he just with the tips of his fingers extracted flour and didn't do so with the full length of his fingers, as we will soon learn. In any case, in all these cases where the kemitza is a kometz yoser or choser, and if it's choser because it's just not enough, or it's choser because in it is some foreign object, whether it's salt or a pebble or a stone or a piece of wood or a kovetz levona, in all these cases the kemitza is invalid, the korban mincha is invalid. Ketzad huosa, what's the proper way to do a kemitza? The proper way is poshet es etzpa'osov al pasyo, though he takes his hand, open hand, like you're about to slap someone, his right hand, and inserts it into the heap of flour, inserts it in a downward movement, and then bends his fingers over, his four fingers over, in a way that he has four fingers full now of flour. And then he uses his pinky, his small finger, to kind of level off the bottom of the kometz. And he uses his thumb to level off the top of the kometz. So he has his middle three fingers encircling the three fingers full of flour. That is the proper kometz. We have spent a little bit longer today on these two Mishnayos because I gave an introduction and tried to define the new terms that we have encountered. Probably in future Shiurim, we will be able to cover two Mishnayos in less time. But at this point, we have finished lesson number one of our ongoing series of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We have completed Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis.